One thing that I've realized is that a lot of the people in my district or in any district just want to be heard. When they have problems, they want to make sure that someone is there listening. I am a trained mediator, which one thing I found is that communication is not a lot of talking. It's a lot has a lot to do with listening and being able to listen to a person and find out what the needs are. And I think that that is probably the biggest qualifier.
What do you believe are the greatest strengths and challenges of your district? And what are some of your ideas to kind of bolster those strengths and then also to address those challenges?
The number one resource in District 36 is the human resource. I think that the people in the district are going to be the what we want to accentuate. Some of the challenges are economic development. We have industry there, but there's a disconnect between the industry and the people who live in the district. And I think that that's something that I want to bring together. In any industry, any community, you want to make sure that that economic part is reaching the residents of the community. If it's not, the community is going to suffer.
What is an issue that you find emerging in Arkansas as a whole that has yet to really be addressed in the legislature, and what are you planning to do to address that challenge?
It's a lot that needs to be done. I think we don't address enough of the issues, but four areas that I want to concentrate on. One, it would be safe communities. I think that everyone wants an opportunity to live in an area without having to worry about crime or being attacked at home. Home is a safe haven. I think that everyone wants an opportunity for quality education. That is key with any community. You want to either your children or your grandchildren to have an opportunity to get an education and move forward and become productive citizens. Healthcare is huge. No one should have to refinance your house to have healthcare concerns taken care of and or balance billing from a surgery or health need and that we obviously can't afford. And if you don't have insurance, that's going to plague you for the rest of your days. And after you've completed working, everybody wants an opportunity to retire. You don't want to work until you die. You want to try to enjoy some of the golden years and not have to worry about where the income is coming from.
What would you say is your signature issue, something that needs more attention, and what is like a policy or a plan that you have for that?
Signature is living wages and working families. I think that we underappreciate working families and marginalized communities. And I think that one way to address that and a unique perspective that I have is I've been a small business owner. So I understand that small business have needs. They have to control overhead and they need a workforce that can further their business.